751, 57 degrees. Wednesday morning, there's a video out there of a shining star of a kindergarten graduation. They're all standing and clapping hands. One of them is dancing and grabs your attention. You'll see the video later today, no doubt. Anyway, as we continue on this Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show, we welcome the one and only Mr. Steve Courtney, our WJR sports analyst extraordinaire. I'm sure Sean will want to weigh in on this, and I got a couple of things I want to throw into the pot as well. But good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Dub, Sean. Hello again, my friends. Our conversation brought to you by the hardworking men and women at Bill Brown Ford. It is time to root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. My good friend Matt Garco, along with Bill Brown Ford's True View Inventory, are digging into the batter's box. Bill Brown Ford, hitting for the cycle each and every day. Shop their True View Inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. All right, it is a done deal, and I do have some questions. Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis acknowledging just this past Monday he has come to an agreement with Tom Brady for the retired QB and future Pro Football Hall of Famer to join the organization's ownership group, pending, of course, NFL approval. Now, by doing so, Mr. Brady becomes just the third player in the history of the National Football League to become an owner. The other two, the great George Halas and Jerry Richardson. Now, Davis, though, had no comment when asked if Brady finally admitted to him that the tuck rule play was actually a fumble. This is kind of a crazy deal. Remember the play in the AFC divisional playoff game at the New England Patriots on January 19th, 2002. That, of course, launched Brady and the Patriots as a dynasty while hastening the Raiders' steady decline, as they have not won a playoff game since appearing in the Super Bowl the following year. Brady, of course, went on to win 6 Super Bowls with New England and another with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before finally retiring this offseason after 23 seasons in the NFL and holding a majority of the league's passing records. Brady, for the record, also is part of Davis's WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces ownership group, that going down this past March. Now, keep in mind, at least 24 current NFL team owners have to approve Brady's partnership, which is the case with all minority and majority owners. Now, here's where it becomes somewhat of a sticky wicket. It is believed that number 12's 10-year, $375 million contract to broadcast NFL games with Fox, which is due to start in 2024, would be unaffected by an investment in the Raiders, as a source previously telling ESPN that Fox had blessed the arrangement. Brady, you'll recall, reportedly showed interest in a minority ownership stake with the Dolphins in 2021-2022, and a six-month NFL investigation determined that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross and vice chairman limited partner Bruce Beal, a friend of Brady's, by the way, violated the league's anti-tampering policy in conversations with Brady. Didn't work out for the Dolphins. They were stripped of their first-round draft pick in last month's draft as a result. Now, here's what I don't understand. You are a minority owner in an NFL franchise, and when he gets into the, well, we're assuming he's going to get to the broadcast booth with Fox in 2024. How is that not a conflict? Somewhere along the way, Brady may have to call a Raiders game, and at the very least, he'll have to call a team involving the AFC West, whether it be the Chargers, the Broncos, the Chiefs. That being said, Sean, is that kind of a dicey deal? I think it is.
Absolutely it is. Steve, it's one of those deals I don't know how you rectify it. You know, because there are so many different angles. This game might have playoff implications. This situation might affect this. That's going to be very interesting to see how they navigate that.
And how can it be an unbiased look? You're a minority owner of the Raiders, and here you are calling games for a major network involving teams that realistically you don't want them to do well. So it's going to be interesting. Meanwhile, he is going to be surrounded by a lot of former Patriots in his role as minority owner with the Raiders, because the Raiders have, of course, the second-year head coach Josh McDaniels. He was Brady's offensive coordinator with New England from 2006 to 2008, 2012 to 2019. Backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Brian Hoyer, the former Spartan, he's still in the league. He's a former Patriot. So this is a crazy deal. Of course, Mark Davis did not spend much time on the notion that what happens if things go south with Jimmy Garoppolo? What about bringing the minority owner onto the field to give it a go? So far, that has not been thrown around from what we understand. Brady's going to stay retired.
We're running out of time very quickly. I don't know if you guys had a chance to talk about what I wanted to talk about, but couldn't be here. The queen of college golf, Rose Zhang, who captured the 2023 NCAA individual title, the first woman to win back-to-back NCAA championships. If it were a guy, you'd be talking about it, because it took Tiger Woods 26 tournaments to win 11 college championships. This young lady has now won 12 college championships in just 20 tournaments. So she bears some discussing next time we all get together.
Yeah. I watched her last night, as a matter of fact, and she actually lost, shockingly, to a young lady from USC.
Wow.
An amazing player.
Comerica Park hosting a world-class preseason soccer match between English Premier League club Crystal Palace and Sevilla of Spain's top division on Sunday, July 30th. Be calling 9 at 1-800-859-0957. 1-800-859-0WJR. Win a pair of tickets for bonus chance to win. Text keyword GOAL to 800-859-0957. Official rules, WJR.com. Tickets for purchase at 313presents.com or call us now.